SRN News. I'm John Scott. Donald Trump making plans to appeal his guilty conviction on 34 felony counts. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Trump told a New York press conference that he will appeal his conviction on all counts. He referred to the trial as a scam and said his legal team would be appealing the verdict on many different things. His campaign has portrayed Trump as a political prisoner, and he said here he was honored to carry the mantle and fight for the Constitution. Greg Clugston at Trump Tower in New York.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has slammed the jury's verdict and former President Trump's New York criminal case, calling it profoundly undemocratic. The independent presidential candidate warning it will backfire against Democrats in November. Also at SRNNews.com, from the White House, President Biden says a new Israeli ceasefire proposal has been drawn up.
Israel has offered a comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. This proposal has been transmitted by Qatar to Hamas.
The president urging Hamas to accept the latest hostage deal and says the terrorists are no longer capable of another October 7th style attack. He says Hamas says it wants a ceasefire and the deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it. Germany has joined the U.S. in authorizing Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons they're supplying. The move is a significant policy change that has come as depleted Ukrainian troops are losing ground in the war. Ukrainian officials have expressed frustration over restrictions on the use of Western weapons. The Dow had 259 points, but the NASDAQ 208 points in the red. This is SRN News. Tennessee takes a stand against transgenderism.
Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that grants parents the final say in the, quote, upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their child. It's designed to prevent schools from helping children live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. A lot of school systems across the country are doing just that, some going as far as to obtain puberty-blocking drugs for kids on the sly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee approving legislation designed to block adults who help underage girls get an abortion. The measure is aimed at any person who intentionally recruits, harbors, or transports a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without parental consent. Ambulance drivers, emergency medical services personnel, and other common transportation services are exempt under this law, which will go into effect on July 1st. This is SRN News. Another anti-Israel encampment dismantled.
This time at Wayne State University in Detroit, just 2 days after the school suspended in-person classes and encouraged staff to work remotely. Television footage showed campus and Detroit police in riot gear tearing down fencing early Thursday. At least a dozen people were arrested. President Kimberly Andrews Espy says the camp posed health and safety issues. Meanwhile, more than 100 graduates walked out of a commencement ceremony Thursday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology near Boston. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Health officials say another Michigan dairy worker has been diagnosed with bird flu. It's the third human case associated with an outbreak of U.S. dairy cows. The case announced Thursday the person developed respiratory symptoms, unlike two workers who had only mild eye symptoms. The farm worker quickly provided with antivirals. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.